As you may have heard out your window, thousands of Harley-Davidson riders have made their way to Milwaukee for the motorcycle company's 115th anniversary. This year's gathering comes during a relatively rocky financial stretch for Harley, as well as frequent criticism from President Donald Trump over the company's plans to move more production overseas. Harley's response is to avoid a war of tweets with the White House and to focus on innovations that the company says will maintain its success. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
Harley-Davidson is still a billion-dollar company and by far sells more motorcycles in the U.S. than any other firm. It's been expanding its international sales. But earnings for the second quarter were down, the Kansas City plant is closing, and some financial analysts are wondering if Harley's heyday has passed. Such talk seems to rev up Bill Davidson, great-grandson of one of the company's founders. Davidson heads the firm's local museum and this week summarized Harley's history of survival.
And we've been cranking motorcycles out our production doors continuously for 115 years. You know, we've been through a lot, thick and thin, Great Depression, World War I, World War II, a buyback. We never shut down production.
Davidson insists Harley has the look, sound, and feel, what he calls the DNA, to continue to be successful. Many of the Harley riders who have rumbled into town seem willing to testify to that. Outside the House of Harley Davidson dealership in Greenfield, Mario Dell'Amico of Miami showed off his ultra classic model.
I like the brand, I like the way it looks and the way it sounds and the way it rides, so the freedom, so that's why I'm here.
Dell'Amico is 49 years old, a bit younger than the baby boomers that have long formed Harley's core group of customers, but he's old enough to be able to afford a $27,000 motorcycle. A 40-year-old, or Generation X rider, from Rockford, Mark Zielinski, says he loves his less expensive Street Glide model.
With Vanzenheim Monster pipes on it, and that's it for right now. I'm slowly building it.
But Zielinski says even a lower-priced Harley can be too expensive for many in the millennial generation. That's just one of Harley-Davidson's challenges in attracting younger riders, as well as more women and people of color, according to research analyst James Hardiman of Wedbush Securities. He also says the coolness factor found in the days of movie stars Marlon Brando, Steve McQueen, Peter Fonda, and Dennis Hopper on a motorcycle has cooled.
Motorcycles in the late 50s into the 60s and 70s were really cool. Not to say that they're not cool today, but I don't think they represent quite what they used to during that time and to that generation.
Harley-Davidson says it's trying to offer a rebirth of the cool. At the company's powertrain plant in Menominee Falls, workers and robots put together the engines and transmissions that stoke some of the larger and mid-sized motorcycles. Plant General Manager Chuck Stotz says the factory will eventually supply some of the upcoming models Harley publicized a month ago, generally lighter and sportier bikes, and the electric-powered motorcycle the company has been promising for a few years. Stotz says he's excited.
We know that electric vehicles will become a bigger part of what we do, and we'll have to. But, you know, there's nations around the world that are already making those changes, so we need to be ready for that.
Harley says it's spent a lot of money at its research facility and time talking with customers about what they want to improve the chances the innovations will pay off. How many younger people will want the newer products is the key to Harley's future. But the company can take heart in knowing some younger riders have made their own way into the Harley family. 32-year-old Danny Holbus of Burlington unlocks a metal trailer and rolls out the 1996 Harley Sportster he bought a few years ago and has been converting into a racing bike. Holbus says he'll be taking part in a Harley-sponsored circle track race at Bradford Beach this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a beach race in the sand, and I think a lot of people are going to see something really cool that you probably won't see very often.
Holbus says the biggest concern he hears from other people his age is that motorcycling isn't safe. It may be ironic, then, that Harley, in its attempt to broaden its appeal, says its Moto Carnival along Lake Michigan will also offer high-wire thrill shows and a rider inside a giant barrel called the Wall of Death. But the company says there will be safety precautions. Chuck Quirnbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.